classic hits for the Seacoast, 102.1 and 105.3, The Shark. Here are three things you need to know.
Thanks, X-Man. Xavier Clemenzi and his dad, Eric, Georgetown, Massachusetts. Here are your Shark Bites for today, all sponsored by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club, online at jimmysowncongress.com. Spring Fever at the Gallery is coming, and man, do we have spring fever or what? April 25th is the date. The weather forecast for today, a rain and snow mix. It's going to be freezing rain right around before 11 o'clock. Then, just before 2, there's another chance of freezing rain. Oh, for the love. Tomorrow, though, is supposed to be sunny with a high of 42, and Thursday, sunny with temps in the 50s. So let's hope for that, shall we? There was an exciting ending to the NCAA tournament last night between Houston and Florida. Here's the final call.
National championship is in the balance. Florida leads it by 2. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Shark.
He won't, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Did not get a shot off. Florida 65, Houston 63.
Wow. And that winning, I do believe that sometimes games are played and won for one particular person. And that one was won for Pat Kelly. He worked here at the radio station and we lost him not too long ago. May you rest, Pat. The Masters tournament doesn't start until Thursday, but the coverage starts today, which means they've got a lot of time to fill.
Welcome back to early coverage of The Masters. An almost endless loop of historic backstories and clips that we've shown you countless times before of past champions. Great names like Jack, Arnold, Tiger, Gary, Ben, Bobby, alongside other winning names like Sergio, Bubba, Vijay, Fuzzy, and Fred. They are the masters of the masters.
Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, who has the most grocery stores in New Hampshire? What grocery store has the most? You might be surprised as to what the answer is. I'll have that for you coming up. Welcome to Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Boppity, boppity, bop. It's 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. Good morning to you. What is the most grocery stores? Who has the most grocery stores in the state of New Hampshire? We've got three big ones, actually. We've got Hannaford, Market Basket, and Shaw's. And I thought for sure it was going to be Market Basket, but it's not. As a matter of fact, it's Hannaford. Hannaford has the most locations in the state of New Hampshire. Everybody has their favorite grocery store. Market Basket has 33 locations. I thought they had more here in the Granite State. I wonder if they're all as packed as the one that I go to in Epping. I don't know. Shaw Supermarkets has 25 locations in New Hampshire, and some of them have two locations. Some Shaws, Merrimack and Nashua, have two locations. Hannaford has the most locations in the state of New Hampshire. There are 36 Hannaford locations. There are two locations in Bedford, Dover, and Rochester. Manchester has three Hannaford locations. So there you go, if you're ever wondering. And here's comic Kellen Erskine on shopping carts and parking spaces.
So the most selfish thing that a human being can possibly do is leave an empty shopping cart in a parking space. I just hate what that says about people, right? You're telling me you can meander for 2.5 miles inside Costco pushing that thing. And the moment you get to your vehicle, you're like, not another step.
People get mad if you don't put that carriage back. Anyway, we've got one Costco. It's in Nashua. Coming up in just about 2 hours from now, your very first cash code. You could win $1,000. Here are more details. 45. 5. Coming up at 8:30, remember, set your alarm if you have to. The $1,000 cash machine is on. You could win $1,000 just like that. It's a wonderful thing. All the details are right there on the Shark app. Well, spring cleaning, we all do it. We all kind of clean out that closet. Or maybe you don't. I don't know. I know I do, because clutter clutters my brain and I can't take it. But you have to add digital cleaning to the mix. According to a new survey, 77% of people say digital clutter negatively impacts their life. And do you know the average person has over 1,000 unread emails? Wow. 12 unread text messages? I can't take that. I cannot take that. If I pick up my phone and it's got a number by the message, I got to see it. I got to see it and I got to delete it. If I, you know, otherwise I'll respond, obviously. And 17 unread social media notifications. If you go on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, if AI is so amazing at doing human jobs, they should do the digital spring cleaning, don't you think? Wow, that's a lot. Not everybody can handle leaving something unseen. 63% of people say they currently have zero unread texts. Like I was just saying, I'm part of the 63%. 54% say they have zero unread social media notifications. So yeah, it's a lot. It really is. You really have to clean up your digital clutter. Otherwise, your brain is going to go haywire. Maybe that's just me. Coming up just after 7 o'clock, 3 things that you need to know, including all the details on winning money, honey. That's coming up on 102.1 and 105.3. It's also Maine, Massachusetts. Forget exactly what their state motto is. Pine Tree State, maybe, for Maine. Oh, yeah, the way life should be is Maine, right? What's Massachusetts? I don't know. Hit me up on the app. Anyway, it's time for your Shark Bites. All brought to you by Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club. Online at jimmysoncongress.com. Spring Fever at the Gallery is on April 25th. The first thing you need to know, the weather forecast for today. Rain again. Oh, yeah. It's going to rain again. Tomorrow's going to rain too. Hey, I gotta be happy because this is killing me. This like no sunshine is like, what the heck? I've definitely got that sensitivity, whatever that is. I should be happy tomorrow then and Thursday, because tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high of 42, and Thursday, sunny with temps in the 50s. That's good. Hey, did you watch last night? The NCAA tournament was last night. An exciting ending between Houston and Florida. Here's the final call.
National championship is in the balance. Florida leads it by 2. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Sharp.
He won't. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second. And it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title. Houston did not get a shot off. Florida 65, Houston 63.
Woo, what a nail biter. And in case you missed this, the 25th annual Hampton Beach Master Sand Sculpting Classic is happening on June 12th through the 14th. The build is going to begin on June 6th, and it's going to conclude on June 10th. And this year's theme is Sand Safari. Oh, yeah, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. The 25th year anniversary of the sand sculpting on Hampton Beach. Amazing. The entire site is going to be up and lit up for night viewing through June 23rd. Coming up in just a little over an hour, your very first code for the Win Cash Code, your chance to win $1,000. More details right there on the Shark. Get your Shark app ready. Well, a lot of people work from home. A lot of people work. And a survey just came out, and it ranked the 50 states that are the best from working from home. Those states are Delaware, Utah, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Washington State, and New Hampshire. Now, working remote in a place where you just want to be. I know a guy who actually works here. He's got beachfront property. Bought this little hut not too long ago, and he works from home, and he's very happy. And it really does seem amazing to work from home. But if you have internet issues, that might be a drawback. It's got to be reliable if you want to work from home. The worst states, by the way, speaking of remote places, Alaska, Montana, Wyoming, Arkansas, places like that. Maine actually also made the list of the worst place to work from home because of their internet issues. I mean, Southern Maine is fine, you know, but if you go up to Knox County, is it? Presque Isle, all those places, the internet can get a little wonky. Speaking of the internet, here's Erin Foley. She's a comedian talking about working from home.
I hate jobs. I'm actually working from my home these days, which I thought was like the best scenario. You know, you sleep in, do what you got to do. No boss screaming at you. You know, stay in your pajamas all day. But after like 4 days, I was like, I want to need to talk to someone. I was like losing my mind. Like something fun would happen. I'd be like, hey, did you? No. You know, no social skills left. I swear to God, you're like desperate to talk to someone. The next day I go to the deli, this poor woman's just having breakfast. I'm like, hey, how are ya? How you doing? Are you still having a corn muffin? I love corn muffins.
It is. It can be challenging to work from home. You've got to be very disciplined, you know, get yourself up, get yourself dressed, have a specific place that you work, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, speaking of working from home, if you want to do that, if you're not doing that and you currently want to do that, here are some things on your resume that you should not include. That's coming up in 15 on 102.1 and 105.3 The Shark. You know, we need money, honey. And if you're looking for that perfect job, if you're unhappy, if you're looking for a remote position, I don't know. I was just talking about remote positions and how that used to be the dream, but now that we've experienced that through the pandemic, there are some drawbacks. But anyway, here are some things that you should not include on your resume. Don't include your salary requirements. Worry about that once you get the interview. Don't ever say references available upon request. That's making your potential employer creating more work for them. Oh, now I have to go back and request it. Now I've got to wait for what names they, you know, just give them the name and number. Your full home address. There's no need to do that anymore. Your city and state are plenty. People don't need to Google map your house. If you've got that pink flamingo on your lawn, that's your business. Live free or die. The same word over and over. Try and be, you know, versatile. Get your thesaurus out. Or that Scrabble game. And here's one that I didn't know. And good thing I already have a job and I'm not looking for another one. Because bright colors or graphics, yeah, that should not be on your resume. All the big companies now use software to screen the resume. And if you look like a clown on paper with a lot of, you know, colors, they're probably not going to take you in for an interview. Maybe it's a clown that they're looking for, though. Which is why I'm happy I have my job. Fits right in. Anyway, coming up just after 8 o'clock, Elton John has finally buried the hatchet with Madonna. Man, Elton was ruthless to Madge. Back in the day, I'll have a little snippet of what he has said to her about her over the years and how they made up. That's coming up just after 8 on The Shark. We want a 105.3 The Shark. I'm Sarah Sullivan. We are only a few minutes away from another $1,000 cash machine code. That's coming up right around 8:30 this morning. So get your app out and make sure you're ready for that 3 digits. Elton John and Madonna, it's been decades. We all know, or maybe you didn't know, that they did not like each other. And it was really kind of a one-sided feud. But I think I know why Elton John was mad at Madonna. He used to publicly trash her every chance he got over the past 20 years. As a matter of fact, he was winning some award. This was his moment. And here he is talking about Madonna.
Since when has lip syncing been live? Sorry about that, but I think everyone who lip syncs in public on stage when you pay like 75 quid to see them should be shot. Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah, what was this feud all about? Well, Madonna went to watch him this past weekend on Saturday Night Live, and she confronted him after the show. She said, when I met him, the first thing out of his mouth was, forgive me. And the wall between us fell down. I'm very happy about that. She also said, forgiveness is a powerful tool. Within minutes, we were hugging. Then he told me he had written a song for me and he wanted to collaborate. It was like everything came full circle. Yeah. She also shared that it's been hurtful to know that somebody that she admires so much is so outspoken about his dislike for her as an artist. He previously called her a fairground, woman of the night. That's what I'll say. But anyway, Elton called the whole thing, quote, a healing moment. Now, I think this all started decades ago when I was on their other radio station. I remember talking about Elton John and how him and Madonna were in the same production. And they're both divas. Let's just give it up for both of them. They both want their spotlight. They both are peacocks. And as you know, if you're a peacock, there is no room for two of them. One of them has got to go. So I think Madonna was crabbing a little bit about what Elton got, and Elton was kind of doing the same thing. And instead of working it out between the two of them, they just started trash talking. Madonna, to her credit, just sat down and talked about her, you know, boyfriends and stuff. Elton John, however, he kept saying things like that. Anyway, his latest album is called Who Believes in Angels, and maybe one is on his shoulder telling him to just forgive Madonna. There is a documentary short film on YouTube right now, and it details the latest album's creation with a lot of heavy hitters. Brandi Carlile is on that. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, and renowned producer Andrew Watt. So there you go. If you want to check it out, check out YouTube. Coming up in 15 minutes from now, that Win Cash code, that is on the way. All the details on the Shark app.
Time for the $1,000 cash machine. Here's another code to enter into our station app to win cash.
836. That's 836. Open up the Shark app, enter 836, and you could win $1,000. This is the first of so many codes that we give you throughout the day at the bottom of the hour from now until 5:30. Your code this hour is 836. Good luck.